Hello, mamas, and welcome to the Mother Herb podcast, the personal development podcast for mums ready to lead their life and their children bravely, confidently, and from a place of deep self-fulfillment, health, and happiness. I'm your host, Jade Abbey, motherhood empowerment coach, founder of the Motherhood Community, and together we are going to redefine motherhood. In this podcast, I bring to you practical tools, inspiring teachings from global experts, insights into my own personal journey, as well as some good old humorous, honest mum-to-mum chats. So if you're ready to take on the journey to empowered motherhood, join me as I take that journey with you. Grab yourself a cuppa, get comfy, and enjoy this episode. Hey, hey, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to the Mother Herb podcast. It is Jade Abbey in the house. I'm back. And can I just say how incredibly excited I am to be sharing this space with you again? It has been a whole year and a bit, year and a half, I think, since our last episode, our last chat. And yeah, I've been really feeling it recently. The anticipation to get back on here and just reconnect has been building up like crazy. And I just feel so ready now to pop my presence back onto the platform and really start sharing these new insights and perspectives and changes that I've experienced within myself over the past year. Some of you might know, some of you might not. I had my second bubba baby in February, little Sagey baby. Sage, he's gorgeous, by the way. I'll start popping some little videos and images up onto Mother Her because he's just delicious. He's now 10 months nearly in a few days. And yes, I gave birth to him in February, the beginning of this year. And me and my partner chose to free birth. And can I just tell you, it has been the most pivotal, impactful, just immensely empowering experience I've ever experienced. And I honestly, I'm literally sat here lost for words. I'm trying to like put it, I'm just trying to articulate the experience, which is very hard to do. But I really, let me just rewind. My first, when I had Harlan, I chose to do a hospital birth because I guess at that point in my life, nearly 7 years ago, it's kind of, there was no other option for me. I didn't really understand other options. It was just kind of ingrained in me. You have a baby, you go to the hospital, you get it delivered there. That's it. That's the way it works. And I guess as I've delved into the motherhood space over the past 6 years and learned more about birth and the power of birth, it kind of changed my perspective a little bit on how I wanted to do the second time round and how I wanted my birth journey to look. And I'm really glad that I kind of went with that. And it is honestly, like I said, it's just brought so much insight and deeper understanding and respect. Like, I honestly have this newfound respect for the entire process and how much of a ripple effect that period from birth, from pregnancy to birth has into our postpartum experience. It is monumental. And it's really only until now that I feel like I've truly grasped the depth and significance of that phase in a woman's life. And it's truly, I believe it's truly foundational. It's the cornerstone upon which we build that self-trust, that self-confidence, and that inner knowing of our capacity to really do this, do motherhood, and be able to do it on our terms and really understand our innate ability to make decisions that will always be right for us if they feel right to us. And Sage's birth wasn't just an event. It was like a real sacred initiation, I guess, into like a deeper understanding of myself and the incredible strength that like resides within me as a woman. So yeah, it's been incredible. It's been really interesting to see how my approach to this second time round has been and the perspective shifts. And I must say, one of the things that I've really tried to consciously do is to slow down. And slowing down hasn't been super easy for me. It's been a transition and it's been lots of practice and lots of reminding myself that some shit's just not important, basically, long story short. So, and it's been refreshing actually to do that this second time around. And it's been great to kind of take that space away from business and the Motherhood platform as well on top of that, because that's provided me with that little bit more space to really drop into presence and really be able to enjoy and just be and make the most of these precious moments of first year of life before everything starts to change and he starts going to daycare and all the things. So I'm glad that I made that decision. But yeah, like I said, there really has been so many insights and new learnings that I've come across during the second time round. A lot about myself and my capacity as a woman. And that's super exciting because I just feel like I'm really ready to bring like a new, fresh feel, a fresh face to this platform with just new content, new insights. We are going to still be doing the interviews with coaches in the motherhood space. But actually starting from next week, you can count on a little dose of me every Monday. So I'm actually going to be starting some solo episodes covering all different topics with a little bit of a, you know, sprinkle of my motherhood journey as well, on top of the juicy interviews that we're going to be doing with the mums in the motherhood space as well. And on top of that, drum roll please, I have some super, super exciting news to drop. For my Gold Coast listeners, picture this. January next year, half-day retreat, self-renewal, inspiration, empowerment, massively uplifting, connecting with mums right here on the Gold Coast. We are running an event. January the 14th, there's going to be workshops, talks, like I said, time to connect, meet like-minded mums, and get to just sit and listen to some really incredible coaches in the motherhood space. Like, I'm actually getting goosebumps thinking about it right now because I'm just so excited. This is my jam. For all of you that have kind of been following me way back and even my previous business, events is truly my jam. And I just thrive in that space. I love facilitating events. I love gathering women. It is such an empowering experience. And yeah, I'm really excited for this one. So hang tight because I'm going to be spilling more information, more details on that next week. So yeah, what else? The Mother Her Etsy store, that's now live. If you haven't gone over and checked that out yet, please do. Just another thing that I'm so excited to get out. And it's kind of been something that's been in the making in my mind for quite some time. And yeah, I've really been chipping away at that over the past sort of 6 months. And there's some really powerful tools and resources on there. So yeah, that's in my bio link and the Mother Hair platform on Instagram. And yeah, I've really poured my heart and soul into these. And honestly, I have so much confidence in how impactful these sort of tools are because they've helped me personally in my motherhood journey. And I've really, I guess, you know, all the things that I put out on my infographics and my posts on Instagram, I've poured that into simplified but really powerful digital downloads and templates for mums to use. Most of them are guided. Like I said, they're instant downloads. There's something that you can use in your own time at your own pace. And it's covering all different topics. There's tools on there for building stronger boundaries. There's time management tools for busy mums, things to help you navigate anxiety in motherhood. There's so much on there. So yeah, go check it out. Let me know what you think. But yeah, that's really all from me today. This really was a little intro episode, I guess, to relaunching my podcast and giving you all a little insight into what's been happening over the past year and all the juicy things that we've got to look forward to that are coming up on the Motherhood platform. So I just want to highlight again, mark it in your calendars, Gold Coast listeners, the Jamory event. Sit tight. There's going to be more details on that coming out next week. But until then, I'm wishing you all an incredibly beautiful day. And until next time, sending you all the love and strength. Much love, mamas. Mamas, if you enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more from the Mother Hair podcast, please make sure to spread the love, like, and subscribe so you can keep up to date on all our latest episodes and interviews. You can also head on over via the link in the episode bio to the Mother Hair Instagram community for your weekly dose of inspiration, practical tools, and talks. You can also find free resources, the Mother Hair blog, and courses via my website link in the bio. See you all soon.